States might have to make a military strike against the North Koreans.
When I say last option, that is when we are convinced that North Korea has that capability to launch a missile that could strike with a nuclear weapon the west coast of the United States. This leader is not rational.
The House could be voting on a revised health care bill as early as tomorrow if GOP leaders can find the votes they need to pass the measure. The conservative House Freedom Caucus is supporting legislation. Now Republican leaders need to get enough moderates on board for passage. Democrats are united in opposition that repeals Obamacare. USA Radio News.
High blood pressure is affecting Americans in epidemic proportions. If you're one of the millions trying to reduce your blood pressure to improve your health, there is a great new way to help you do it without drugs. It is the Zona, Z-O-N-A Plus. Air Force researchers discovered this effective and non-invasive treatment that works with isometric therapy. Check it out now at OrderZona.com or call 800-936-9080. Clinical studies have shown more than a 10% drop in blood pressure for regular users of Zona Plus. Get yours today by calling 800-936-9080 or going online to OrderZona.com. Listeners of this station will save $50 by using promo code USA2017. Reduce your blood pressure now the safe and drug-free way. 800-936-9080 or OrderZona.com and use promo code USA2017. That's 800-936-9080.
Armed police in Britain have stopped what could have been another potential attack on Parliament. We have a correspondent on the scene in London.
Police say no one was injured in the incident. Images are circulating on social media of police taking photos of what appear to be two large knives on the road in Whitehall between the Houses of Parliament and Downing Street, where Prime Minister Theresa May lives and works. Security has been tight in the area since the attack in Westminster on the 22nd of March, which left several dead, including a police officer. Roads in the area have been closed off. Ollie Barrett, London.
A Pentagon spokesman confirming two U.S. service members dead after a raid against ISIS in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis said the personnel were killed in combat in Afghanistan's Nangar province overnight. The raid was on an ISIS target near where the U.S. dropped its largest non-nuclear bomb ever this month. The bomb, known as the mother of all bombs, destroyed an ISIS tunnel complex. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now you could take charge of your own health. My listeners could get a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
Firefighters from around the country in New York to pay tribute to one of their fallen colleagues. Here's Scott Pringle.
Well, there are firefighters from around the country here to support the FDNY and fallen firefighter William Tolley's family. They've come from Detroit and Chicago. Now, police have sectioned off more than a mile of road outside St. Martin of Tours Church here. They expect thousands of New York City firefighters to line up in their Class A uniforms, giving firefighter Tolley a white glove salute. A 42-year-old Bethpage native died after he fell 5 stories fighting a blaze in Queens last week. In Bethpage, Scott Pringle, New York.
A man convicted of killing a Pennsylvania state trooper has been sentenced to death. Here's Chris Barnes.
Bells rang out at the Pike County Courthouse in Milford, PA, signifying that the jury had handed down that sentence against Eric Freen. Pike County DA Raymond Tonkin says,
there is a satisfaction that the jurors have delivered full justice and issued the penalty that is so richly deserved.
Freen attacked a Pennsylvania State Police barracks in September 2014, killing Corporal Brian Dixon and injuring another trooper. I'm Chris Barnes.
United Airlines releasing a list of new and revised policies as it tries to regain customer confidence. The airline released a report this morning on an incident earlier this month when a man refused to give up his seat on an overbooked flight and was dragged off the plane. United says its employees will now be able to offer $10,000 to people who have been bumped from flights. USA Radio News.
All right, we're going to take a look at the weather right now. It is currently 72 degrees. It's going to be partly sunny with a high near 75. Southeast winds around 8 miles per hour. Tonight we'll be expecting a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 3 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 58. Southeast wind 3 to 8 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 30%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, Expect higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. We're going to get started with the Interns News Corner after this break. This is Juan Asensio. We'll be right back.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Interns News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. So today, in terms of what we have to do, not a lot in terms of events, but we do have a lot of news to cover today. So without further ado, let's get started with the first Friday Night Fireworks. Will return in 2017. The skies over at Lambertville and New Hope will again explode with color this summer thanks to the Delaware River Town's Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. These hugely popular displays are returning to Lambertville and New Hope, shining a light on our many fine stores, restaurants, and entertainment venues of the Delaware River towns. They'll be on Friday, June 2nd, Friday, July 7th, Friday, August 4th, and Friday, September 1st. The fireworks will coincide with the Chamber's popular First Fridays program, featuring special promotions and events from dozens of galleries, boutiques, and restaurants on both sides of the Delaware River. From 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the first Friday of each month, over a dozen galleries from both Lambertville and New Hope will be participating in what the organizers hope will become one of the most robust cultural events in the country. You can also expect live music and special offers at area bars and restaurants. The Delaware River Towns Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau is sponsoring this summer 2017 fireworks program. To help support the fireworks program, the Chamber will host the 2017 Summer Fireworks Fundraiser on Friday, May 12th. All right, Golden Nuggets Art on the Boardwalk, April 29th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Golden Nugget Antique Market, 1850 Rivet Road in Lambertville. The Golden Nugget is a 50-year-old Lambertville institution that is open year-round. Since 1967, the Golden Nugget has been a gold mine for finding antiques, collectibles, art, and more. Collectible arts of all kinds have been an indispensable ingredient for decades at the Golden Nugget. What better than to introduce an exclusive artist's outdoor studio space at this iconic collector's enclave? Every week, thousands of savvy antique hunters and bargain browsers visit the Golden Nugget to find an enormous variety of just about anything and everything old or new again. We are the East Coast premier market for vintage and retro items such as furniture and home decor, paintings, clothing, jewelry, Victorian collectibles, sports memorabilia, model trains, books, dolls, arts and crafts, toys and games, lamps, pottery, comic books, vinyl albums, clocks, watches, glass, china, porcelain, garden items, coins, stamps, art decorations, or hardware, and everything else imaginable that is antique or collectible. Besides looking for the perfect gift for family and friends, one of the main reasons people shop here is to find decorative items for their homes. Lately, the crowd of buyers includes the face of a younger and diverse group of people. Young adults are frequenting the Golden Nugget looking to blend store-bought items with a bit of their own nostalgia to create an electric mix of styles and reflect who they are now, as well as where they came from. It's not unusual to find your next family heirloom here. Aside from our unique merchandise mix, our market is enhanced by the friendly dealers who come weekly to sell a variety of wares. Stroll around and take the time to browse through the incredible variety of merchandise and strike up a conversation with the dealers. Enjoy yourself. The Nature Deficit Disorder and Our Mission in the Virtual World, May 3rd, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library, the North Branch, 65 Halstead Street in Clinton. Please join Dr. Jonathan Wall for his presentation, Nature Deficit Disorder and Our Immersion in the Virtual World. Dr. Wall will review research on the perils of internet addiction and discuss how play and exploration in the natural world can help all of us awake from our numbness, alienation, and social stress evoked by an unnatural dependence on electronic media. This program is presented by the South Highlands Group of the Sierra Club on May 3rd at the North County Branch Library in Clinton at 7 p.m. It's free and open to the public. Roxy Ballet presents Sensory-Friendly Cinderella, May 6th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the College of New Jersey's Kendall Theater, 2000 Pennington Road, Ewing Township. Roxy Ballet is proud to offer a relaxed, sensory-friendly performance of the fairy tale classic Cinderella for children and adults with autism spectrum disorder and other sensitivity issues or special needs. This performance is also great for families with young children. Performances are held at the College of New Jersey's Kendall Main Stage Theater, 2000 Pennington Road, in Ewing. For more information, visit www.roxyballet.org/sensory-friendly. The 19th Annual Buffalo Watch Farm and Open House, May 13th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. In Readington River Buffalo Farm, 937 County Road 523 in Flemington. Another exciting year for the White House Rescue Squad's partnership with nearby Readington Buffalo Farm. For the 19th year, they handed over the farm for our family-style Western event to raise funds for providing rapid, quality medical emergency response to our neighbors and businesses. Saturday, May 13th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., stop by on your way anywhere. Buffalo still roam the range at the Readington River Buffalo Farm, a historic, maintained working farm reserve. You have the rare opportunity to get a close-up and personal view of bison and their newborn calves. The 19th Annual Buffalo Watch Fundraiser Open House benefits the local White House Rescue Squad of Readington Township. Just a few of the all-day attractions, rain and shine, are included with your on-site $5 parking donation. Farm tours, two live bands, displays and reenactments, the Jackson Hole Gang, blacksmith demonstration, and live Wild West cowboy shows. Also for children and adults, pony rides, antiquers and crafters, face painters, hay wagon tour rides. Throughout the farm, experience Native American, Indian, and Civil War encampments, fresh local food, plant and flower sales, blacksmith demonstration, wolf preserve, and the pink fire truck. Available are recently priced refreshments, water, Italian ices, soda, barbecue, pizza, burgers, hot dogs, popcorn, and pastries. The farm owners are again grilling buffalo burgers. This year, we introduce a unique feature for those 21 and over, the Red River Saloon. With the help of our local design talent, an entire barn brings you back to a vintage Wild West saloon. Step up to our 15-foot customer design bar to enjoy beer from a local brewery and wine from a nearby vineyard, or sit around the many tables. We expect over 5,000 attendees at this one-day family event. Last year, over 4,000 attendees experienced a working farm with exciting activities. All proceeds go to the local White House First Aid and Rescue Squad, proudly serving all of Readington Township. For more information, visit www.whitehouserescue.com. Welcome antiquers, enthusiasts, collectors, weekenders, modelers, memorabilia, and artifact hunters. Don't miss out on this family fun event to showcase sell your products. Registration information from our website to reserve outdoor and in barn spaces. Guests are advised to wear sturdy shoes and to bring binoculars. The Buffalo Watch will be held rain or shine. Since this is a working farm with many animals, please do not bring your pets. Service animals only are permitted. We're going to take a short break. This is the Interns News Corner of the White Nesensky. We'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to the Interns News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nesensky. We're going to continue off with Box City 2017, May 20th from 6 p.m. to May 21st, 8 a.m. At Hunterdon Central High School's practice field, 84 NJ31 in Flemington. Spend the night sleeping outside in a cardboard box that you bring with you to raise funds to support Family Promise of Hunterdon County's homeless families and to increase awareness about homelessness in our own community. Everyone is welcome to participate by sleeping out, coming for the evening's festivities until 11 p.m., or supporting those that do. We encourage participants of all ages. We welcome youth groups, sports teams, service groups, and families. Don't forget to get a box for yourself. We recommend looking for a box at appliance retailers, outdoor furniture stores, car repair companies, etc. Participants will raise a minimum of $30 each, and any participant who raises more than $50 will receive a special Box City prize. We would love it if everyone would have a goal of raising $100 each to help us help our neighbors in need. We'll have great prizes for the top individual and team fundraisers. Funds raised will help prevent homelessness and provide critically important services and housing for homeless families in Hunterdon. Weather permitting, we'll have an outdoor movie and entertainment, bring games, balls, musical instruments, etc. We'll provide dinner as well as a light breakfast and plenty of beverages. There are indoor restrooms on site, and the area is very safe. For those who don't want to spend a night, we still welcome your participation. Join us for dinner and a movie and leave by 11 p.m. Edible and medicinal plants, Musconet Congorge, May 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. The Musconet Congorge, Ellis Road in Milford, Wednesday, May 24th, 6 to 8 p.m., ages 10 through adult, $15. Guest presenter, Jared Rosenbaum. Did you know that wild ginger makes an excellent tea? That Solomon's seal shoots are an asparagus-like vegetable. Can you identify different wild greens in the forest, including the bicolored Virginia waterleaf? Explore the diverse mesic forest of Musconetcong Gorge while encountering the edible and medicinal use of the many plant species found there. Botanist Jared Rosenbaum of Wild Rich Plants will weave together traditional plant uses, ecology, and field botany on a modest-paced hike through the rich scenic habitat. Hutterdon's Polo Classic, June 10th from 12 to 6 p.m. at the Fieldview Farm, 342 Quakertown Road in Pittstown. The Hutterdon Foundation presents the Hutterdon Polo Classic on June 10th. The Hutterdon Polo Classic continues the tradition of family-friendly fun while raising funds and awareness for charitable organizations. Join us on June 10th for a day in the beautiful Hunterdon County countryside, enjoying the fast-paced action of a live polo match. The events of the day include a classic car parade and display, a demonstration by the Tewksbury Foot Bassets, best hat and best tailgate competitions, Essex Fox Hounds, face painters, and the ever-popular Stomping of the Divots. The event is hosted by Fieldview Farm, located in Pittstown. The funds raised from this event will benefit local charities. See the website www.hunterdonpolo.org for more details and information on purchasing tickets and tailgate spaces. General admission tickets are $35 and tailgate spaces start at $200. Children under 12 are free. School's Out Food Truck Festival, June 24th from 4 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Bund at Bunt Park, Red Schoolhouse Road, Lebanon. Join us for a night of live music, a beer garden, and food trucks. From 4 p.m. until 6:30 p.m., Alex Allegra will be performing on stage. Miss Allegra entertains audiences with her original songs, as well as select country classics from country pop favorites. Then at 6:30, Making Cover Bands Great Again, see The Big Fuss. And that's it for the event half. So with that out of the way, let's move on to the news half. The beloved Sayreville teacher, coach, killed in crash, recalled by colleagues. For 36 years, Larry Helwig served Sayreville schools as a teacher, coach, and mentor to his colleagues. And though it has been more than a decade since he retired, his lasting impression is long remembered. In a word, he was beloved. He was one of the most beloved teachers and coaches in Sayreville, Superintendent Richard Labbe said. He had a love for his job as a physical education teacher and coach, and an even greater adoration for the kids he taught and coached. Helwig, 72, of Ridgewater, died Sunday after his vehicle collided with a New Jersey State Police car on Route 22. Trooper Emmanuel Gonzalo was heading west on Route 22 while responding to a crash on Interstate 78 in Union Township in Hunterdon County when the two cars collided. Gonzalo and a passenger in Helwig's car, Jane Roxbury, of Lebanon, were also injured in the crash, which remains under investigation. A viewing for Helwig will be held on Thursday evening at the Branchburg Funeral Home, and funeral services are set for Friday at Church of the Holy Spirit in Lebanon. Superintendent Labbe recalled his days as a rookie teacher in the 90s when he sought advice from Helwig. He always had a smile from ear to ear. He was always willing to help out anyone in need, he says. He gave me advice how to talk with young people. He was just a great role model. Helwig, who throughout his career also coached football, wrestling, and golf, retired in 2003. Sayreville Board of Education President Kevin Chiak said Helwig taught him to drive when Chiak was a sophomore at Sayreville War Memorial High School in the early 90s. He was an outstanding phys ed teacher, behind the wheel instructor, and golf coach. Helwig was the type of teacher that students always remembered, he said. The mark he left on his students and colleagues is one that will last forever, Chiak said, adding he was a true gentleman and an individual of respect and character that students could truly aspire to emulate. Born in Hanover, in Pennsylvania, Helwig was a 1966 graduate of East Stroudsburg State College and was a member of the school's undefeated football team. He taught in the Manville and Bernardsville school districts before working in Sayreville. Helwig is survived by a son and daughter, 5 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren. His viewing will be from 4 to 8 p.m. Thursday, with a service at 7:30 p.m. at the Branchburg Funeral Home, 910 U.S. Highway, 202 South. Funeral services will be Friday at 10 a.m. at the Church of the Holy Spirit, 3 Haytown Road in Lebanon. Scenes and Songs Cabaret opens at North Hunterdon High School. A Scenes and Songs Cabaret opens Thursday at North Hunterdon High School. Performances continues Friday and Saturday. The show, which includes monologues, small and large group scenes, and musical numbers, take place 7 p.m. each evening in the high school theater. As has become the tradition of in the North Hunterdon Theater Organization, the spring show will be a collection of dramatic and comedic scenes and songs from various plays, musicals, movies, and other media, according to a news release. Seating is general admission on a first-come, first-served basis, and there are no ticket pre-sales. All tickets can be purchased at the door starting an hour before each performance. Tickets are $10 for adults and $8 for students and senior citizens. Handicapped seating is available. Music teacher Charles Hopta is the artistic director with educational support personnel Ann Semanchik and English teacher Mary Piazza serving as tech director and production assistant. Students Jesse Dow, Emily Cargill, Sammy Doloff, and Leah Guidos are choreographers, and Aaron Carbone serves as assistant to the production. All right, we're going to take another short break here. This is the Interns News Corner with Wyatt Nesensky. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
This plan is the beginning of creating economic growth.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin appearing on the Today Show talking about the outline from the Trump administration about tax reform.
This is about a middle-income tax cut. This is about having sweeping tax cuts, the largest tax cuts in history, the largest tax reform program in history, to create American jobs.
The Pentagon confirming a raid on an ISIS target in eastern Afghanistan has claimed the lives of two U.S. service members. The operation occurred last night in Nangar province, near an area where this month the United States dropped the giant non-nuclear weapon dubbed the mother of all bombs. A man has been arrested by police near the British Parliament. Witnesses reported seeing knives on the ground as the man was detained and the main gates to Parliament were closed. It's not clear if anyone was hurt. The man is now being questioned by British anti-terrorism detectives. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesale of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
President Trump not ready to pull the United States out of NAFTA, correspondent Chris Barnes reports.
He said this of the trade deal on the campaign trail.
NAFTA is the worst trade deal maybe ever signed anywhere.
Now the White House says the U.S. will not be pulling out of the North American Free Trade Agreement, at least not yet, as President Trump told the leaders of Canada and Mexico in phone calls yesterday. He'd rather try to renegotiate the pact rather than pull the nation out of that deal. I'm Chris Barnes.
Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn under investigation, the top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee, Elijah Cummings, told a news conference the investigation will be centering on Flynn's acceptance of payments from foreign governments. Cummings said the Pentagon warned the retired general against receiving payments for consulting work. President Trump fired Flynn amid questions about conversations that he had with Russia's ambassador before the inauguration and lying to Vice President Mike Pence about those conversations. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
April is a month where the military salutes the family members of soldiers for the sacrifices they make for our country. Chris Barnes has a story.
Every April, the Defense Department recognizes America's nearly 2 million military children and families for their contributions and sacrifices. This military mom, Sherry Hall, says it can be tough for families when military personnel like her husband run into problems after being deployed.
We were always excited to have him home, but it was that transition afterwards. He just kind of hit a wall and didn't feel like he could go to work anymore. So I had to reach out to his commander.
She says luckily her husband's commander was able to work through the Real Warriors campaign and the Defense Centers of Excellence Outreach Center.
And we were very lucky to have a commander at the time that was willing to help.
I'm Chris Barnes.
California police looking out for a man on the run with his child. Here's more on the story from Jason Campidonia.
Jaime Heredia was last seen at Linda Vista Elementary School in Mission Viejo around 1 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. Investigators say his father violated a restraining order the day before when he was allegedly following his estranged wife in Laguna Hills. The father was scheduled to return the boy to his estranged wife last night, but he never showed up. Heredia's mom believes that the two may be on their way to Mexico or are already there. Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
For more news and in-depth analysis of today's headlines, visit westernjournalism.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Interns News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. We're going to continue off with today's news. The NJDEP says PennEast pipeline permit application is missing information. State Department of Environmental Protection on Wednesday deemed an application for water permits crucial to the proposed PennEast pipeline project to be administratively incomplete. The company will have 30 days to supply the missing information. The DEP said the land use application failed to show a property interest or the authority to condemn any property that would be affected by the construction of the pipeline. The company also failed to provide information regarding various impacts, including those affecting endangered or threatened wildlife. The proposed 120-mile, 36-inch pipeline would convey natural gas from Luzerne Company to Luzerne County to Hopewell Township in Merker County. This is a significant setback for PennEast. However, NJDEP should have rejected PennEast's application for permits outright, the New Jersey Conservation Foundation and Rethink Energy, NJ said in a statement. The permit fails to meet the basic procedural and requirements of under the law that allow NJDEP to review it, especially their lack of legal rights to most of the properties in question, said Tom Gilbert, who released a statement on behalf of the groups. Another activist, Jeff Tittle, of the New Jersey Sierra Club, also described the DEP's decision as a major setback for the controversial project. DEP told them that there was not enough information and 65% of the route has yet to be surveyed. This shows what we are doing is working because they, by not allowing PennEast on your property and blocking them from surveying, now PennEast doesn't have enough information to move forward. Tittle added that the company possesses little of the relevant data on affected wetlands, waterways, and natural species. By applying for these permits without the required information, it is part of PennEast's arrogance because they never even walked the pipeline route, had access to get the required information, or did the proper surveys. This means they do not have permission to fill in these streams or put in the pipe. But Patricia Cornick, a spokeswoman for PennEast, said the proposed pipeline has already met a number of requirements under federal law, including receiving a favorable environmental impact statement earlier this month from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. That agency concluded the pipeline can be built provided its developers adhere to a series of measures aimed at reducing its effects on the environment. PennEast thanks the NJDEP for thoroughly reviewing the permit application from an administrative completeness perspective. As evidenced by the few outstanding items which PennEast is working to address, PennEast believes it is a strong application that is substantially complete, Cornick said. PennEast will continue to work with NJDEP to address the issues noted by the department to ensure that PennEast is working within the rules established by the federal government for interstate pipeline infrastructure projects, she says. PennEast has maintained the project will reduce energy costs and support thousands of jobs with clean-burning energy, and hopes it will be operational in the second half of 2018. PennEast opponents maintain it's an environmental nightmare that will cut a scar through communities, preserved open space and farmland, and destroyed ecosystems. Group plans rally calling for Union Hotels preservation. Friends of Historic Flemington plans a rally on Main Street opposing the planned redevelopment of the Union Hotel and surrounding properties. The rally, followed by a walking tour of the borough's historic district, will be held at 1 p.m. on May 6th. Speakers, according to a news release, will talk about alternatives to the proposed project to replace the hotel and several surrounding buildings. The rally is being held in part because May is National Historic Preservation Month, according to a news release. The rally, as well as a talk on May 5th, will be held the same weekend the borough is holding its town-wide yard sale. The borough council in March approved an agreement with Jack Cuss Jr. to demolish the circa 1878 hotel and surrounding buildings to construct a 100-room hotel, up to 250 apartments, a 900-vehicle parking garage, stores, restaurants, and a pedestrian plaza. There will also be a separate building for college and medical offices. The redevelopment area includes adjacent buildings on Bloomfield Avenue, owned by Flemington Furs. The rally will feature a red balloon flown to a height equivalent to 8 stories, the height of the tallest of the proposed buildings, according to a news release. Organizers are asking people who see the balloon to take a picture and let them know just where in the country they are when the photo is taken. Photos can be and location can be posted to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram using the hashtag #ISawTheRedBalloon. Organizers said there will be music and t-shirts, mugs, a limited edition ornament of the Union Hotel, and the sale of hearts will be sold to raise funds for the Friends Group. It was stated in the news release. Friends of Historic Flemington states it supports adaptive reuse of the county's seat historic buildings, believing the planned demolition is misguided and unnecessary. Vice Chairman of the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, Jim Robinson, speaking in favor of the project when the redevelopers agreement was approved, said the borough needs a catalyst, an economic boost to prosper, to remain viable, and to reverse the downward economic spiral that we have all experienced in the last decade since the hotel closed. Last year, downtown Flemington has been named one of the 11 most endangered places in the United States by the National Trust for Historic Preservation. In May of last year, the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission named the Union Hotel, along with 4 other borough buildings, to its annual list of most endangered historic sites in Hunterdon County. The Union Hotel was also placed at the top of Preservation New Jersey's most endangered historic sites list. James Davidson will also present the When the Circus Came to Town at 7 p.m. on May 5th in Hunterdon Central Regional High School's Little Theater in Raritan Township. Davidson's talk will describe what Flemington was like in January 1935 when there were more than 10,000 people came to the borough to witness and report on the Lindbergh baby kidnapping trial taking place at the county's historic courthouse. Reporters, jurors, as well as the prosecution and defense would spend their evenings at the Union Hotel. Seldom seen pictures will be shown during the presentation. Admission is a $10 donation to benefit Friends of Historic Flemington. The talk is not about Lindbergh, nor Hauptmann's guilt or innocence, David said. It's all about the crazy things that happens in town and in the courtroom during the 6-week trial. Waterloo's revival, 15K expected for Blues Fest at Classic Concert Field. The stage may be coming down, but the shows will go on for a classic New Jersey concert venue. The fields at Waterloo Village, part of an historic site in Alamoochee Mountain State Park and former host of large events including the first Lollapalooza tour in 1991, is expected to see 15,000 people next month for the Bourbon Street Blues Festival, the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, on Wednesday. This festival marks a revival for the great venue, DEP Commissioner Bob Martin said in a big news release. The rural concert field at the edge of Warren, Sussex County, was a destination for big-name shows in the 1980s and 1990s, but was only used occasionally for festivals in recent years. The Bourbon Street House Festival has been held in Hunterdon County. For its 10th year, organizers from Point Mountain Entertainment said they wanted something special. We want to make the fields at Waterloo a destination again, a family-friendly one. I can't stress that enough, Point Mountain founder John Kennedy said. It's a beautiful site and has everything we need. The DEP said a portion of the festival's proceeds will go towards programs and preservation projects at Waterloo Village, a restored 19th century community alongside the historic Morse Canal. Before the festival, Point Mountain plans to dismantle the field's old concert stage that had been planned for last week but was postponed due to rain. A new date for demolition has not been set. For events going forward, promoters will bring in their own stages and other equipment as needed, the DEP said.
Tens of thousands will flock to Delaware River for Shadfest. The Shad Festival, now in its 36th year, has evolved from a local art show to one of the biggest spring festivals in the Garden State. American shad are caught in the spring as they travel up the Delaware River from the Atlantic Ocean to lay eggs in the place they were born. Just when they start their run depends on the weather. The festival, being held from 12:30 to 5:30 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, drew an estimated 30,000 people last year. Besides the chance to eat plenty of shad, those attending the festival can pursue the work of 80 artists and crafters. From jewelry to ceramics, furniture to apparel and home decor, according to the Delaware River Town's Chamber of Commerce. Food ranges from taco salads to fried calamari, in addition to favorites, shad chowder, hot dogs, fried Oreos, hamburgers, fries, and fresh lemonade for the traditionalists. Wild Bill's Old Fashioned Soda will be there, featuring homemade sodas like root beer, cream soda, and sarsaparilla. Another popular part of the festival is the poster display and auction. Over 150 original art posters created and donated by local artists are on display during the weekend in the recreation room of the First Presbyterian Church, 31 North Union Street. These posters will be auctioned off on Sunday at 3 p.m., with the money going to scholarships for students pursuing a collegiate career in the arts. Local school children's posters will be on display at the Justice Center, 25 South Union Street. There will also be face painting, sand art, and other children activities, as well as rides. Shad seining demonstrations will take place at Lewis Island, where the Delaware River Basin Commission will also be teaching people about how to test water quality. Shad Festival t-shirts are available online at the Chamber website and will be available for sale at the festival. This year's presenting sponsor is the 109 Medical Center Foundation. All right, we're going to take another short break here. This is the Interns News Corner with Wyatt Nasinski. We'll be right back.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Huntington County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Huntington Medical Center. Huntington Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Huntington Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
All right, welcome back to the Interns News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. We're going to continue off with the last of today's news. A large crowd opposed changes to Flemington Raritan schools. Over 100 teachers, administrators, and parents attended Monday's Flemington Raritan Regional High School's District Board of Education meeting in a show of solidarity over what many in the crowd said are disruptive changes impacting the district's six schools. The staffing, policy, and procedural changes made by Mary Rose Caulfield, superintendent of schools, since her arrival in 2015 have caused key administrators, including principals and vice principals, to leave the district or move to other schools. While policy and procedural changes happen so quickly, there is little time to review them, said Sue Valla, president of the Flemington Raritan Teacher Association. So many decisions have been driven from top down, Valla said. It makes staff feel like cogs in a wheel. Valla said she wants the board and Caulfield to start communicating better with staff, parents, and teachers, and make changes at a slower pace in the kindergarten 8th grade district. The crowd stood at times to cheer and applaud as over 14 people, some parents, current and former teachers, a former superintendent, and the leaders of many of the school's parent-teacher organizations spoke to the board for close to an hour. Many teachers and staff wore blue t-shirts. Board members did not make any statements in response. Those speaking shared Val's concerns, saying they don't feel like part of the decision-making process, have been intimidated by the administration into not speaking out, and feel students and teachers are viewed as failing, causing low morale. Those speaking at meetings in opposition to the changes included the district's two recent superintendents, Jack Farr and Gregory Nolan. Michelle Hilk, head of the Robert Hunter School PTO, described herself as tired, confused, and angry, adding teachers and staff feel powerless and intimidated. Mary Caulfield, vice president of the association, said the fact a township police officer stood at the front of the auditorium during the meeting, facing speakers, speaks volumes about climate of intimidation. Valla said Caulfield, who did not attend Monday's meeting because of an illness in the family, has brought a cyclone of change since her arrival. Caulfield, in a recent public presentation at a coffee with Dr. Caulfield, said while the number of students in the district is declining, the number of at-risk students is increasing and park test scores need improvement. Changes, she said, include revamping the special education program and reviewing how students are taught. Caulfield said while change is hard and people resent those bringing the changes, the outcome will be better education for students. If our most at-risk students are not making it, then all students are not reaching their fullest potential either, it was stated in the presentation. When the process moves the most vulnerable forward, all students must move forward as well. Some speaking on Monday questioned Caulfield's analysis of the number of at-risk students and test scores, saying neither are higher than in other similar New Jersey school districts. Among the changes has been to revamp the special education program and create a special education strategic planning commission, Caulfield said. In addition, work is now shared by 21 administrators with assistance from her, Caulfield said. Assistant principals now oversee specific areas of curriculum along with three content area supervisors and two special education administrators, she says. Part of the proposed change is to eliminate the assistant superintendent position, currently held by Daniel Bland. The board tabled a vote in March on the elimination of the position after a large crowd turned out to oppose the move, and at the last minute canceled a spring special meeting in April where a vote was on the position was expected. Instead, the coffee with Dr. Caulfield was scheduled, where staffing changes were not allowed to be discussed, according to several of those who attended. Caulfield plans another meeting with the community at 6 p.m. on Monday in the J.P. Case Middle School cafeteria. Bland's duties would be split among the assistant vice principals at each of the district schools. Farr, who spent 11 years as the district superintendent, challenged the plan, saying a board-orchestrated removal of a senior staff member usually never has a good outcome. And hundreds take part in this 100 Schools Color Run. The Flemington Raritan School District's PTOs held the 5K Color Fun Run walk at the J.P. Case Middle School on Sunday. Funds raised from the run will go to the parent-teacher organizations for the
District 6 schools, Barley Sheaf, Copper Hill, Des Maurice, Robert Hunter, Reading Fleming Intermediate School, and J.P. Case Middle School. 101 Harmonizers, Women's Song Unite and Benefit Concert. 101 Harmonizers and NJ Women's Song will hold a concert benefiting SAFE and 101 at 101 Central Regional High School on Saturday. The concert, beginning at 7 p.m., features both groups as well as the high school's chorale, madrigals, and noteworthy. Featured quartets of the 101 Harmonizers will also perform. And lastly, we have quarantines lifted on NJ Veterinary Clinic Horse Farm. The New Jersey Department of Agriculture has lifted the quarantines on properties in 101 and Somerset counties. Quarantines were imposed after a horse developed highly infectious equine herpes myeloencephalopathy on March 31st, or EHM, according to the Equine Disease Communication Center. The horse from the Somerset County farm is recovering, and no other horses showed signs of illness in the 21 days since the horse was admitted to B.W. Furlong and Associates Equine Clinic in Old Wick, New Jersey, according to a statement on the clinic's website. According to a press release from the Department of Agriculture, EHM is the often deadly neurologic form of the equine herpes virus, or EHV-1, infection. No recent movement had occurred at the farm where the virus was reported prior to this case. The horse was moved into the isolation barn at the animal hospital the evening EHM was confirmed. 9 horses were being treated at the hospital at the time of the incident. Several horses were exposed to the ill horse. 7 of those horses were moved to a remote facility, which was also placed under quarantine, so the hospital could be cleaned and disinfected in order to reopen. It reopened on April 8th, and the exposed horses were released on April 21st. Several area horse shows have announced that exhibitors must provide proof of vaccination for each horse and other requirements. Horse owners should contact show management to see what is required before shipping to these showgrounds. The EHV-1 organism spreads quickly from horse to horse and can cause respiratory problems, especially in young horses, spontaneous abortions in pregnant mares, and the neurologic form of the virus can result in death. The incubation period of EHV-1 is typically 2 to 10 days. Clinical signs include respiratory disease, fever, nasal discharge, depression, cough, lack of appetite, and or enlarged lymph nodes in horses infected with the neurologic strain of EHV-1. Clinical signs typically include mild incoordination, hindhead weakness or paralysis, loss of bladder and tail function, and loss of sensation to the skin in the hind end. Though virus spreads readily through the direct contact with infected materials, while highly infectious, the virus does not persist in the environment for an extended period of time and is neutralized by hand soap, alcohol-based hand sanitizers, and sunlight. The virus does not affect humans and other domestic animals, with the exception of llamas and alpacas. Concerned owners should consult with their veterinarian prior to taking any action, as the clinical signs of infection with the neurological form of EHV-1 are common to many other diseases. EHM is a reportable disease in New Jersey. If an owner has a horse exhibiting neurologic signs or suspects equine herpes, they are directed to call their veterinarian immediately. And with that, we just about out of time. Thank you for listening in today's show. This was the Interns News Corner with Wyatt Nosinski. We'll see you all next time.
Democrat Senator Ed Markey says he wants to see the Chinese government stepping up more to push back on North Korea. Meanwhile, fellow Democratic Senator Chris Coons says he's impressed that the Trump administration is watching the threat so closely.
Time and options running out for an Arkansas death row inmate as the state Supreme Court yesterday refused to issue a stay that could have spared Kenneth Williams the death penalty. Williams is set to be executed tonight as Arkansas is still rushing to carry out a number of executions before its lethal injection drugs expire at the end of this month. And the nation's weather is expected to serve up a little bit of everything as April is drawing to a close. The Rockies could see a big snowstorm, while parts of the central U.S. likely to get socked with severe thunderstorms, heavy rains, and flooding in the next few days. And people in the mid-Atlantic and northeast could see some record heat today. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. It's 61 degrees, overcast skies. Today is Thursday. It is April 27, 2017. The Weather Underground says that it'll be mostly cloudy skies, a high of 76 today, wind southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight with night showers or thunderstorms, a low of 58, wind southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, high of 82, winds west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Saturday, cloudy skies early, followed by partial clearing, 84. Sunday, cloudy skies early, partial clearing, 67. Monday, partly cloudy, just high of 77. And on Tuesday, the 2nd, sunshine along with some cloudy intervals, 73. Temperatures in the area. ...61 in Reddington, 60 in East Amwell, 60 in Kingwood, 62 in Pattonburg, 57 Asbury, 59 in Washington, 58 in Clinton, and 58 in Tewksbury. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
I remember finding out about you. Every day my mind is all around you. Looking out from my lonely room, day after day.
Good morning, Hunter and Big C here coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, of the famous Lindbergh trial. It is my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands, going to your protest. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. And we're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. A little bad finger this morning.